Telegram, April 15th, 1865. Abraham Lincoln died this morning at 22 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Christ almighty, we are in the middle of a coup, Marshal. Find and secure the vice president now.
Right away, sir.
Booth, the actor, he's involved in this mess?
With Lincoln gone, who will hold the South accountable? There is no one left, Major. Only this office and those who command it.
You and I are something of an arranged marriage, Stanton. I didn't choose you, and you didn't choose me.
I don't know if Johnson's a bumbling fool or something much more insidious. That man is no Abraham Lincoln. He's dangerous.
Andrew Johnson is complicit in the murder of Abraham Lincoln.
Mr. President, Edwin Stanton has an agenda.
I'm going to force Lincoln's reconstruction policy down Johnson's throat.
The plan is a Trojan horse, Mr. President.
And what's waiting inside?
The people want blood, Mr. President. I'm going to give it to them, with or without your support.
Mr. President, it confounds me. You can't see what's happening right under your very nose.
I know it's a problem. Problem you were supposed to have under control.
This is from the President.
I know what it is, Major.
A direct order from President Lincoln.
No one can know about this.
Secretary Stanton, how did he die?
Missy.
Did he suffer?
Miss Hale, please. I swear, until every loyalist Southern general who refuses to stand down is eviscerated, until the will of the Southern cause is crushed beneath our feet, until the head of Jefferson Davis is delivered to me on a spike, no quarter will be given. They have killed our father! Bring me their heads!
1865, a historical fiction podcast, premiering June 18th, everywhere podcasts are found. Find out more at 1865podcast.com.